If all these elements that we talk about here, if all them can praise the Lord, me and you ought to be able to praise Him, right? Absolutely. Yeah. When I look at it, praise ye Him, the sun and the moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. That's virtually all the elements that are out there. They're praising our King. And I thought, wow, if they are praising Him, why can't we praise Him? Let's go on to the next couple of verses. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. Just think. He said, and let the stars be. And what happened? They were. That's a little bit powerful God. I mean, but that's our God, right? He's the one that commanded that. So I'm not ashamed of Him. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass away. Verse 7 and 8. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word. You ever think about the fire and the hail and the snow and the vapors and all those things is fulfilling His purpose? You know, He has snow stored up in storehouses that He can turn it loose on us anytime He wants to. He has lightning bolts up there, and He throws them where He wants them. Of course, you know, being a pilot and flying around, anytime storms come up and it shows lightning on my screen where it is, I guarantee I don't go in those areas. Not at all. Because you can't ever tell. I might get in front of one of His lightning bolts. And I have been in an airplane that's been hit by lightning, and it is no fun. I'll tell you for sure. So you don't. It didn't take me but one time. I stay clear of that. Now verse 9 and 10. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls. So far, is He leaving out very much? In other words, He's pretty well covering it all, isn't He? You and me can be standing out there, and of course you can't ever tell. There might be a little coyote out there that's howling, and hey, he may be praising God. You know, we don't know, do we? And so, but he knows who made Him. Verse 11 and 12, He says, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Verse 13 and 14, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heavens. He also exalts the horn of His people, or the power of His people. The praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him, praise ye the Lord. So what is it that is praising Him? Everything except most of His created crown glory. Us, people. We have the freedom to say, I'm not going to praise you. Isn't that sad? Everything else He made, they just praise Him. The heavens, the earth, the animals, I mean, flying fowls, everything just praises Him and worships Him. I can just think of just like you said, Bill, a flock of geese that are flying in the formation when they're squawking, doing what they're saying. That may be their way of praising the King. Yeah, I mean, we never think about things like that. You know, they're just flying, squawking. Why don't they fly silently? But no, they're squawking. You know, and up there, I guess, in their language, they're saying, praise the King that we can fly to the south. Praise the King. I mean, does this psalm say we ought to be praising Him? Everything else is. If everything else is praising Him, wow. And just think, when we're praising Him, the Scriptures also says that He inhabits the praise of His people. So when we are praising Him, where is He? He's right there with us, right there. Right there beside us. Wow. Praise ye the Lord. Now let's go to Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. That's where, well, we're in one of His sanctuaries, aren't we? You know, I mean, it may not be the big one, but he is right here in this little sanctuary. And I'm telling you, like Dave and I talk quite often, it's awesome to see God show up in this little sanctuary and do so many wonderful things for so many people. I praise Him for that. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Wow. I think about the number of people that I've had the privilege, and I'm just one man, but I think of the number of people I've had the privilege to pray for them and see them either get healed instantly or get healed in a matter of days or weeks. And sometimes it takes months. Like the other day when Eldon and I was out in West Texas to buy some materials, and we stopped in this little place that where they had this material, and we drove out there to get it, and I'm sitting there getting ready to pay for it after we loaded it, and this girl says, she says, your voice, I've heard your voice somewhere. And she said, what is your name? And I wrote it down, Thurman Scrivener. She says, are you Thurman Scrivener from Justin Argyle that teaches a healing school? I said, yes, ma'am, that's me. She said, that's it. I've been listening to your teachings. And she said, a friend of mine will come to Argyle. About this time, this friend walked out. It was a girl. She walked out of an office, and she saw me. She'd come running over and grabbed me and hugged me and said, Mr. Scrivener, praise God. She said, before I got home, you prayed for my eyes, which had been bad all of my life. And before I got back to Ballinger, I had perfect eyes, and they've been perfect ever since. And I thought, wow, and I didn't even know it. Isn't that amazing? She had never called back or nothing. But boy, she was spreading the word in Ballinger, wasn't she, Dale? She was getting our CDs and DVDs and giving them to all of her friends and telling them if they needed to get healed, come to Justin. Come to a healing school. And that she got healed. Her eyes, which had been bad for years, she said, before I got to Ballinger, said, you told me to praise the Lord. And so she said, I'm driving down the road praising the Lord for my perfect vision. And she said, all of a sudden, it happened, and my eyes got perfect, and I didn't need my glasses. She said, I can see perfect. Isn't that amazing? That we serve an awesome God. Yeah, He's an awesome God. So, boy, we had a great time there, and I thought to myself, just think, that girl came to a healing school. I got to pray for her, and she had never even called me back to tell me that she got healed. But I wonder how many people have done that. Multitudes of them. Every once in a while, of course, I say not every once in a while. We get letters every day with praise reports of people that's been healed. And some of them have never seen us. They had just listened to our teaching. Some of them say, I listened to one of your teachings, and I heard my sin, and I repented, and my husband prayed for me, and God healed me. You know, I mean, I think about there was a lady and her husband came to a healing school, and when they came to the healing school, this lady, I walked up to introduce myself. She grabbed me right quick, drew me over there and kissed me on the cheek and said, oh, Brother Thurman, I love you. And I said, well, I said, ma'am, I don't think I even know you. She said, oh, I said, my husband, I listen to so many of your DVDs, I guess I feel like I've known you forever. But she said, my husband brought one of your CDs home. He said, honey, you got to listen to this. I've never heard anything like this when it comes to healing. And so she said, we put it on. We started listening. We listened about 15 minutes, and I said, you know, he is pretty good. I do like him. And then she said, all of a sudden, you stepped on my pet sin. And she said, I said, turn him off. I don't want to hear no more of this. So she said, I wouldn't listen to you no more. My husband kept trying to get me to listen. Said he'd listen in the other room, and I'd hear it. So finally, my husband came in one day and said, honey, you know that what he said's true. That is your sin. And he said, I believe that's why you're sick. So he said, I believe with all my heart, if you will repent of that sin, I can pray for you and God will heal you, just like Brother Thurman told us on the CD. So she said, okay. So she repented of her sin. She didn't tell me what it was. I told her I didn't have to know. She repented of her sin. Her husband prayed for her, and she was instantly healed. And she said, I've not had another problem with this ever since. So that's why this woman could grab me. You know, here she is probably, I don't know, 35, 38-year young woman, and a man that she's never seen, just pull him over there and kiss him on the cheek and say, I love you. I love that. When they did that, you know what? They don't even see me. You know who she's kissing? She's looking to her Savior. Yeah, when she gave me a kiss on the cheek, she saw Jesus because He lives in me. And I'm so grateful that I can be that way to some people because she got healed. And I love it. But the Lord says that, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Can you think of anybody or anything that even comes close to God? No, there ain't nothing. I mean, nothing even comes close. Verse 3 and 4. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbal and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. I remember when the chairman of deacons over at Louisville at Lakeland, when his daughter got married, we had the reception out on the lake. And of course, his daughter wanted daddy to dance with her first at the reception. So he's a good Baptist. He was chairman of the deacons Baptist. And so he looked at me and said, Thurman, I said, go dance with her, Bobby. I said, it's your daughter, you know, I mean, good grief. So he goes out there and he dances with his daughter. And when he comes off of the stage, off the platform, he comes and said, there's a lot of these people here that go to our church. You know I'm chairman of the deacons. I said, yes, I know I'm a deacon myself, so I know where you are, that's for sure. He said, what am I going to tell them? I said, have you read Psalms 150 lately? He said, I don't guess I have. He said, but I have my Bible with me right now. I said, well, go read it. So he read it, and it says, praise him with the timbrel and dance. He read it, come over, and he patted me on the back and said, praise God, Thurman, for you. I'm so glad. He said, if anybody gives me any trouble about dancing with my daughter, I'll ask him, have you read Psalms 150 lately? I mean, see, as Christians, what kind of freedom do we have in Christ? It's all freedom. We can dance with our daughter or son if we want to. You can dance with your wife if you want to. You know, now if you go to some club somewhere and there's some guy dancing with your wife and doing all kinds of crazy things, that don't glorify God. And I would have nothing to do with something like that. But if I want to dance with my wife, I'll dance with her. In fact, we've danced together many times, you know. But I have the freedom to dance with my wife. If I still had a daughter, which I don't, but I have danced with her a few times when she was a young girl. In fact, when she got married at her wedding, she wanted daddy to dance with her. I didn't have a problem at all dancing with my daughter. Now I can look back and say, thank you, Lord, that I danced with my daughter when she got married, because I had no idea. It only just 3 or 4 years later, she was going to be at home with Jesus.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Just Passing Through This Earth, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.